Welcome to this edition of the Nick LaMoth Show. For you loyal listeners out there, there haven't been too many recent posts lately. Things haven't been going too well for the team, but hopefully after the All-Star break, things will turn around and you'll have a few more episodes to listen to each week. But as for today, right now, I'm here with Brian Sonneborn, the weekly contributor, and we're going to talk a little bit about the Celtics as usual. Brian, good to have you back as we head into the All-Star break here.
Good to be here, Nick.
First things first, the two most recent games that we haven't talked about. Orlando Magic on last Sunday, they squeaked out a win, the Celtics did, and this past Wednesday against Cleveland, the double overtime loss, the heartbreaker. Talk a little bit about, first, the Orlando game. You know, they played pretty well. Orlando's not a great team, but Celtics played pretty well, won that game, and Cleveland was just, I think, one of the Celtics' better performances all year. And I mean, they've had some blowout wins where you could say they played well, but the fact that they stuck with Cleveland down the stretch, you know, in a tight game, they didn't let it go in the fourth quarter with sloppy D the way we've seen them do earlier this year.
Well, you know, firstly, the Magic win, you know, I don't want to say an impressive win. The Magic are 19-32. You know, we're the third worst team in the league. They're the second. So, I mean, you know, it's always good to get a W, and really, we kind of saw Wally Szczerbiak. That's kind of what we hope to see from him all year. He scored 24. You know, Pierce leads the way. Szczerbiak just kind of sits there and gets 25 points, and that's what we hope to do with the trade when he came in. It was fun to watch Dwight Howard. He's going to be a good player at 11 rebounds and 24 points, and he's going to be fun to watch in the league, I think. But, you know, what a tough loss to Cleveland, because we Cleveland comes in. They're a hot team in the NBA right now. LeBron James, probably the best player in the NBA, and he just had such a big night, but we almost, you know, Pierce, 50 points. What a game by Pierce. And Delonte West gets 10 rebounds for us and 8 assists. I mean, it was just a big game for everyone, and that was tough to see in double overtime.
Well, I'd like to step back just a moment here before we move on to some other topics. You know, you said the Celtics third worst team in the league. I want to bring up, if I don't know if you're talking about the Eastern Conference or the NBA, but in the Eastern Conference at least, Charlotte, Atlanta, and New York all have worse records, and Orlando, I think Orlando does too, which would make them not the third worst team, but they are struggling. They are struggling. I'll give you that. All right, so as we go on here, it's the All-Star break weekend. Tonight is the rookie sophomore game. Delonte West named to the sophomore team once Jameer Nelson went down. Great to see him in that sophomore game, and personally, I think he should have made it first team without being, you know, a replacement.
Oh, it's great to see Delonte West there. He's a fun, you know, he's a fun player to watch, and he's a classy guy, and you know, he's having a big year, 11.2 points per game, and four, you know, over 4 assists per game, and he's been playing real well as of late. You know, I said the 8 assists the other night, you know, versus Cleveland, 15 points, 8 assists, 10 rebounds, two assists short of a triple-double. The night before, he drops 14 and 9. He's just having a big year, and he deserves to be there. You know, it was unfortunate to see his buddy Jameer Nelson go down with injury, but, you know, we're not complaining because we get to see our guy there.
Certainly, and I think through this season, you know, at the end of this year, regardless of whether the Celtics make a playoff push or not, I think through the dark season that we had, you know, all the injuries and some of the players underachieving, Delonte West is definitely one of the bright spots, and in just his second year, and you know, his first year he had quite a few injuries that slowed his performance, but in just his second year he's done pretty well, and I think we're all impressed with that.
Oh, Delonte West, you know, everyone's very impressed with him, especially last year. He really didn't do anything for us. I mean, he showed flashes of brilliance last year, but he only averaged 4.5 points per game. He comes in this year, you know, in a full role. You know, he's playing 30 minutes a game every night, and he's really getting the job done. The only thing I didn't like, and I know you didn't like, was on ESPN the other day for Valentine's Day. He had a little blog there, and it didn't make a whole lot of sense. But, you know, Delonte, whatever you got to do, we'll support you.
Let's break a little away from the Celtics here for a little bit. All-Star weekend, what do you look for in terms of the dunk contest? You know, I personally am excited to see Nate Robinson get in there. You know, the guy's 5'9", throwing it down in the dunk contest should be exciting.
You know, I'm gunning for Robinson, you know, kind of like a Spud Webb right there. I think it's too bad LeBron's not there, and some of the bigger dunkers, Vince Young isn't playing, but Vince Carter, and you know, Robinson's my guy just because he's so short and he gets up so high. But like I said, you know, I think for the fans' sake, seeing, you know, LeBron James, Kobe Bryant would be a lot more fun.
Certainly, and in the All-Star game, Paul Pierce named as a reserve. It's nice to see him. This is his fifth All-Star game, and you know, he is snubbed on the All-Star ballots overall. Certain guys, you know, Grant, I think he was outvoted by Grant Hill. Things like that. It's tough to see. It's certainly a popularity contest, but at least Paul Pierce is getting some of the respect he deserves and making the All-Star game.
Oh, it's great to see Pierce go to the All-Star game. He's having a big year, and he really deserves it. It's his fifth All-Star appearance, and how can he be left off the roster? Obviously, Grant Hill gets more votes. Grant Hill's made a comeback this year, and kind of showing people that he can still play the game. But I think it's great to see Pierce go, and I wish him the best. Hopefully, obviously he's a reserve. Hopefully he gets some minutes.
All right, and finally here, we're going to touch on this a little more in our next episode. But, everyone says after the All-Star game, Celtics will have a few of their guys back, and they need to get hot here if they want any shot of making a run. But if you look at their schedule right after the All-Star game, they got Utah, Phoenix, Portland, the Lakers, all on the road. That's four very tough games when you're trying to, get a streak going.
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be very hard, and it's going to really, it's going to show us whether they want to basically, I think the next four games, the last four games of February are going to show us whether they are going to, lift themselves a little bit, or they're gunning for that number one overall pick. Obviously, Utah, Phoenix, Portland's not very good, and the Lakers are teams that are going to be tough, and they're all on the road. And then it doesn't get easier at home. We come home to Miami and Indiana, which is very tough. So I'd say that six game stretch. If we can go 500 down that stretch, I'll be happy with the Celtics, and it'd be great to get Perkins back and hopefully Al Jefferson and see the Celtics play some good basketball.
Definitely. Thanks for talking to us, Brian. A much needed break here for the Celtics. As we head into the All-Star game, it should be fun to watch.
It should be fun to watch, and we'll talk to you soon, Nick.